right. Bauman says we're playing that game. What's it called? Who's going to be rich? Okay. Everybody wants to get rich.
You're ahead, David. 8,000 to 4,000.
I won't be after today.
You ready, Giddens?
He knows the answers.
I do not know the answers. You say this every time like it's true.
I can prove you know these. All right, let's go.
I don't know how you're going to do that.
For $100, Giddens, how many pennies equal one dime?
Oh, good God.
A, 5.
I don't need to look at
B, 10, C, 20, or D,
25? Let's go with B, 10. I think that's right. I think my math holds up there.
All right. Let me say this. You could say 2 times A.
They don't work like that, no. David.
Why? It's correct.
2 times A.
Because A is 5, right? You said 5, right? Well, he has to take his shoes off to get to 10. 2 times his feet, you know? It's 10. What's the difference?
Why do I have to take my shoes off?
Well,
can't count your fingers. Apparently, you can't count fingers.
If you get to a $20 bill, you'll have to. All right.
Which, for $200, which animal is commonly called man's best friend?
Ooh, that's tough.
A, cat, B, dog, C, U, or D, rabbit?
Where's my horse sound?
C, U.
Where's my horse sound?
What do you mean, U?
Horse.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where's my horse sound?
I'm going to go with B, dog. I think that's man's best friend.
Do your Chewbacca. That's man's best friend right there.
Which U.S. state is home to the Golden Gate Bridge? A, Oregon, B, Washington, C, California, or D, Nevada?
Florida.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go with that. I'll go C, California.
All right. You're now at 500. Who wrote Little Women? A, Louisa May Alcott.
Some midget.
B, Jane Austen, C, Laura Wilder, or D, Harper Lee?
I think you can say that on the radio.
There's nothing wrong with that word. There's a lot of them, and they do a lot of great things in this world.
That's true. Okay, so I'm having a little bit of hang up here because, oh, I feel so bad about not knowing this because my wife will kill me if she hears this, but I don't know.
Hang on.
Off the top of my head, who wrote Little Women?
Can you stop for just 1 second? Let me get Celia on the horn.
No. We don't have phone a friend on here.
This would be phone your dead end.
I'm going to have to use 50-50.
Louisa May Alcott or Harper Lee?
Oh, thank goodness. If it had been Louisa May Alcott and Jane Austen, I would have been
screwed. Why didn't you choose somebody other than Harper Lee?
I thought he'd get confused with Harper Lee because she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Nah, it's definitely going to be A, Louisa May Alcott.
I'm ready to watch To Kill a Mockingbird again.
Now you're at 1,000. You get this one right, you lock it in. Which U.S. founding father appears on the $10 bill?
Ooh.
A, Thomas Jefferson. B, James Madison. C, Benjamin Franklin, or D, Alexander Hamilton?
Giddens, I can't help you. I only got a dollar. I don't have a 10.
You already used one of your 50-50s.
I don't carry cash anymore.
Yeah. Hey, which president is on the debit card?
Yeah, we got to answer that. Man, I don't know. Should I use I don't want to use my other 50-50 already.
Phone a friend. Phone over here to me. I'll tell you what the answer is.
Let's go with A, Thomas Jefferson.
No. So all the way back down to 100.
Oh, God. And that's just one miss, right?
Yeah, one miss.
I thought I was stuck there at 1,000 already. Yeah.
Okay. Which of these is used to write on a chalkboard? A, crayon, B, marker, C, chalk, or D, paint?
It's not a crayon board, Giddens.
He paints on it.
The real question is, which one of these tastes the best?
All of them to you. That'd be all of the above.
You definitely were a child that took crayons up your nose, weren't you?
Not just
Did
nose.
You ever have a crayon board or a paint board?
I had a palette.
Then you should know what this is.
I'm going to go with what you write on a chalkboard as C, chalk. Final answer.
That's correct. Here we go. 200. Which holiday is traditionally associated with a turkey dinner? A, Easter.
All of them.
Yes,
B, Thanksgiving. C, Memorial Day. Or D, Valentine's Day?
Let's go with Thanksgiving. Final answer.
All right. In which sport is the Stanley Cup awarded? A, baseball. B, basketball. C, hockey. Or D, soccer?
Football, soccer.
It's not the football, soccer. It is. There's no ballon or balloon Dior or whatever.
They need a cup, though.
Yeah.
And the UEFA.
The Stanley Cup. Remember, they need a cup.
Hockey. C, final answer.
Which country is home to the city of Sydney? A, New Zealand,
good God.
B, Australia, C, South Africa, or D, Canada?
Got to think South real Africa. Hard about this one.
South Africa.
Australia. Yep. Final answer.
All right, here's your lock-in question, Giddens. If you get this, you finally get to 1,000.
We'll lock it this time.
Which famous river flows through Egypt?
Oh, yes.
A, Amazon, B, Danube, C, Yangtze, or D, Nile?
Oh, wow. Thank you, Alex. It's got to be denial, something I am not in when it comes to this question.
You're in denial about soccer.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Which famous detective was created by Agatha Christie? A, Sherlock Holmes?
No.
B, Hercule Poirot? C, Philip Marlowe? Or D, Sam Spade?
Trying to throw me off the scent saying no after Sherlock Holmes. It's probably Sherlock. I'm going to go with Sherlock Holmes just because David said that.
No. So now you're all the way back down.
I tricked you on that one, man.
To 1,000. You're back down to 1,000.
Who was it?
Hercule Poirot.
Hercules?
Hercule. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's how you say his last name, though, Poirot.
They cut his hair.
All right.
That's Samson. So I got to 1,000 at least, yeah. But I can't miss.
Which author wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer? A, Mark Twain, B, Jack London, C, Robert Louis Stevenson, or D, Charles Dickens?
This got to be A, Mark Twain.
Correct.
You know why he knew that one? Because Mark Twain, doesn't he look like the Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, that's right. Looks that's just like I get some chicken from Mark Twain.
All right. This is for the 2000 Giddens. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects against unreasonable searches and seizures? A, Second Amendment, B, Third Amendment, C, Fourth Amendment, or D, Fifth Amendment?
Oh, this is tough. Could use a 50-50 here. But I don't think I need it. I think it's the fourth.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, for 4,000, do what you got to last week. Which country hosted the Summer Olympics, 2004 Summer Olympics? A, Australia, B, Greece, C, China, or D, Spain?
Nebraska. It was Nebraska.
It said country.
They got country in Nebraska. Come on.
He's not helpful.
They got tires for the five rings.
Can I use a lifeline to get rid of the distraction in front of me?
Hey, come on. Nebraska.
Can you repeat the questions?
Which country hosted the 2004 Summer Olympics? Australia, Greece, China, or Spain?
It's got to be B, Greece.
Correct.
Final answer. Yes.
All right. Now it's for 8,000.
Oh, boy.
Be where David got last week. Which U.S. president purchased Alaska from Russia?
Ross Perot.
It's not a country. That's not a president.
That's not a country. It's a president.
He ran for president.
I don't know. He won. He purchased it, man. Come on.
A, Abraham Lincoln.
He was the only one that had the money.
B, Andrew Johnson. C, Ulysses S. Grant. Or D, Rutherford B. Hayes.
I don't know. I'm going to have to use a 50-50. 50-50.
Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant.
Now use your other 50-50.
You don't have any more.
I just feel like the time frame makes more sense for Andrew Johnson, so I'm going to go with that.
Yep, that's correct. So he can keep going after this question, or he can stop after I read it.
You better stop.
Which U.S. president established the U.S. Air Force as a separate military branch in 1947? A, Harry S. Truman, B, Dwight D. Eisenhower, C, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or D, Lyndon B. Johnson?
I think I know
no,
it.
I got no lifelines left.
If you get it wrong, you're all the way back down to 1,000.
Let me answer it if he goes home.
I just got to call it there. I still want to answer it, but I got to call it there.
Okay, so he's locked in at 8.
I think it was Eisenhower.
No.
I think it was Truman.
It was Truman.
How'd you know that?
Because I was born then. No, seriously, you were on the right track with the last president question. You got to think timeline.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so he's at 8,000.
Yeah.
I bet I don't get that far because you got them hard questions for me.
I think next week for Giddens, I'm going to have some questions about plays in here, like Shakespeare and all
oh,
that.
No, oh, yeah. No, don't yeah. do that. See, that's the, oh, God.
Let them start singing.
Hey, I tell you what.
Sing
you
for bonus points.
You can do that if I get Celia in here to answer with me.
That's not fair. She'll win.
Oh, so you're saying your wife knows more about plays than you do?
Yes.
So you get Celia, he gets Shepherd to help.
That'll work.
Because you're basically Shepard.
Hey, you won't be able to hear any of the answers anyway.
As long as it's not an eating contest, I'll be all right.
He's like a noise. What's the opposite of a noise canceling device?
Noise maker?
Noise maker.
There you go.
He's like one of them air horns.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except you can turn one of those off.
Yeah. Can't turn Shepard off.
Nope.
All right. We'll be back with my turn at it. All right, we're playing Who Wants to Get Rich. It's my turn. Y'all know I'm poor. I have to save up to be poor, so these questions. You already told him that this first question is hard, so.
Yeah, it's really very hard. Difficult.
Very all difficult.
Right. Very tough.
Let's for $100, how many hours are in one day?
One day?
8, 12, B, 18, C, 24, or D, 36. I'm not talking about in your day, David. There's about 50,000 hours in your day.
Whose day? Are we talking about some of our co-workers' days? Because we are. All of the above might be in there. I'm going to say whatever it was, what letter it was, is 24.
Okay. 200. Which bird is commonly associated with delivering babies in folklore? A, eagle. B, stork. C, robin, or D, swan?
B, stork, final answer.
Oh,
can't
man.
Can't
believe you got that.
That's
one.
So bad, David. You got it wrong. No, I'm just kidding. In baseball, how many outs make up one half inning? Half inning. A2, B4, C3, or D6?
C3, final answer.
Be bad if you didn't get that one, David.
Yeah.
Been pretty tough so far.
It's been pretty tough.
Who wrote Charlotte's Web?
Oh.
A, E.B. White. B, Dr. Seuss. C, Beverly Cleary. Or D, Louisa May Alcott?
I think that's going to be A, E.B. White.
It is.
Yep.
So you're at 500. This will be your lock-in question for 1,000.
And I still got all of my lifelines.
Yep.
All right.
Which U.S. state is home to Mount Rushmore? A, Wyoming. B, South Dakota. C, Montana, or D, North Dakota?
This one I actually may not know.
You can 50-50 it.
You're going to choose the two that I know is not, though. Now, I'll just go back and start over if I miss it, correct? Because I have a miss.
Yeah, you have two misses, yeah.
I'm going to say that it is, give me the choices again.
Wyoming, South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota.
I think it's Wyoming.
It is not.
It's Montana, isn't it?
Nope. South Dakota.
See, that's two misses.
No. All right, so I go back to 100.
Yep.
Now they're going to be harder.
Which of these is used to erase pencil marks? A, glue.
Yeah, that's it.
A, glue. B, eraser. C, stapler. Or D, tape.
Wow. You don't have tongue on there anywhere. That's going to be eraser.
Yep. It's similar to your question, Ginzy. You're kind of in the same round.
Wow. How can these be so easy?
Which holiday is
traditionally... You did get up to 8,000.
Which holiday is traditionally celebrated on December 25th? A, Easter. B, Christmas. C, Halloween. Or D, Independence Day.
You don't have Rosh Hashanah on there anywhere, or however you pronounce that. Now, Christmas.
Which U.S. state is known as the Aloha State? A, Hawaii.
A, final answer.
Okay. Don't even waste
our time. I won't waste any more time on that one.
Who wrote The Wizard of Oz? A, E.B. White. B, C.S. Lewis. C, L. Frank Baum. D, Lewis Carroll. You got both your 50-50s, but if you miss this one, you're kind of messed up.
Give me the choices again.
E.B. White, C.S. Lewis, L. Frank Baum, or Lewis Carroll?
Give me a 50-50.
L. Frank Baum or C.S. Lewis?
Is the correct answer?
One of those is the correct answer.
Okay, I'm going to say C.S. Lewis.
Nope.
I didn't think so.
L. Frank Baum.
I mean, C.S. Lewis is too... it does
a C.S. Lewis was the Narnia.
Well, he also does a lot of stuff on the Bible too, stories on the Bible. All right, so he's ahead of me 12,000 to 8,000.
Yeah.
Oh, you get one more try, but now you can't miss again.
Yeah, you can't miss again.
Oh.
You
okay,
still have a 50-50.
Okay, I thought I was done. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
You go over here to the reserve questions.
Why don't you just start with a $500 question because those other ones I'll get.
No, because I enjoy listening to that.
I mean, to be fair, he is right, but.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. We'll go through them quickly.
We might have ran out of questions, but we'll... I mean, honestly, I think I might have ran out of questions from both of your
buns. How many food trucks will Giddens eat at Food Truck Friday tomorrow night? And yes. All of the above yes. is the answer. Now go on to the next question.
All right, let's see here.
You do know that is tomorrow night, Giddens.
Yeah, of course I know it's tomorrow night.
He knew it before all the
world knew it before it was scheduled.
I know. You schedule it. All right. Where are we going?
Hold on, David. Yeah, search. Okay. Which one of these is not a primary color?
Okay.
A, red. B, green. C, blue. D, yellow.
That would be green.
No.
Yes, that is. I don't know where you got that primary color. You have to add yellow and blue to make green.
That's why it's not primary.
Primary colors are red, blue, yellow, and black.
Oh, David is right, actually. AI.
Thank you.
AI did it wrong.
See?
Why are you listening to AI?
I tried to tell you, I did printing for 20 years. I know the primary colors.
AI, this is why you never trust AI people.
I thought the primary colors were red, blue, and yellow.
Red, blue, yellow, and black.
What was the question?
Which of these is not a primary color?
Is not. Green is not. You have to have yellow and blue to make green.
Oh, I thought I was asking which was a primary color. No,
okay. That would have been three of them.
Which holiday is traditionally celebrated on October 31st, David?
Halloween.
Okay, man. That's pretty self-explanatory.
I'll try to go a little quicker.
Which of these is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Okay.
You don't
I'm trying to get to the question.
Oh,
so
good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm trying to keep them in the same.
I got you. I'm trying to help you out here.
To get it quicker.
The Sunshine State, it certainly is not California. There's no sunshine about them people at all.
Who wrote Hop on Pop?
Now, this is a what for how much money?
This is $500. It's in the same realm.
You're asking me. His question was about a $10 bill.
Who wrote Hop on Pop?
E.B. Watt. I don't even know what Hop on Pop is.
Give him the choices. He needs to hear the choices. Oh.
C.S. Lewis, E.B. White, Dr. Seuss, or L. Frank Baum?
Give me a 50-50. And I know. That's the one that wrote Green Eggs and Ham, Dr. Seuss.
Okay, see. You should know Hop on Pop.
I don't. Fox I just Socks. Knew it was a kid's book. I mean, Green Eggs and Ham's the only thing I know he wrote.
Now we're back to normal questions, right. David.
No, normal question. That one was abnormal.
Well, I had to search
it. He was improvising.
I was improvising.
You are trying to improvise me to lose.
No.
All right.
Which desert covers much of northern Africa? This is for $1,000, by the way.
Okay.
A, Gobi. B, Sahara. C, Mojave. Or D, Kalahari.
I think I know this, but I'm going to take a 50-50.
Gobi, Sahara.
Is the two?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the Gobi.
No.
No. Okay, so I'm back to zero.
So you got 500.
No, he's got none.
I'm back to zero.
He's back all the way back to zero. He got no money this week.
What's the who wants to be, or who wants to get rich sound when they miss the questions?
Womp, womp, womp.
Wait a minute, I think I got
it. Yeah, I got him something on there.
I'll have to find it and use it next week. But, I mean, that was, you see, folks, the difficulty of questions from Giddens to me. Well, who's on a $10 bill and how many grains of sand are in this desert in
what do you mean?
Africa.
The only hard question you got was when I had to make up the first $100 question.
I think the only desert in Africa is the Sahara.
How many kids have heard of Hop and Pop?
All of them?
No. I guarantee you Brindley has not.
Let's go poll.
Well, that's because Dr. Seuss is taboo now.
Workplace.
Dr. Seuss is taboo.
They were kids 35 years ago. I mean, I'm talking now.
Kids now don't read books.
I was a kid 55 years ago. Come on.
No, you were. Add some more numbers.
55 made me 5. What do you want? Come on. Actually made me 4. I'm not 60 yet.